Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Recently, the Religious News Service released a study of the growth or decline of various denominations. One thing that was noted was that the more conservative denominations had grown, while the more liberal denominations had declined. One interesting statement was made. There is one conservative denomination that has bucked the conservative growth trend, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Those kinds of statistics make us uncomfortable. We begin to search for answers as to why. And I suppose that there are as many answers as there are experts to tell us. Some would say that if we paved our parking lots a little better, or put higher wattage light bulbs in the sanctuary, our problems would be solved. Others say that if we adopt a more corporate mindset, with flashy logos and catchy sayings, that perhaps that would solve the problem. Or others say we need to cater to an entertainment-oriented culture, as if somehow that also would solve the problem. But perhaps we're asking the wrong question and looking at the wrong place. We tend to see the world through statistics and timetables. Can we not see the world as Jesus saw the world? Can we not see that now the fields are already white for harvest? Jesus Christ in his person combined both the sower and the reaper. The gospel reading for today tells of that time when Jesus went into the area called Samaria. And there, immediately before our text, he encountered the Samaritan woman at the well. Immediately after our text, the people from the city where this woman lived came out to see Jesus. And so the words that were just read from the lectern occur right between those two events. This woman that Jesus had encountered was so impressed with this man at the well that she went back to her city to tell others. But the disciples who had also heard this encounter seemed to have missed the point. Their first concern was whether or not Jesus had eaten. And so they wanted to make sure he had food. Now, he needed food. But they missed the point that there was something more important than eating. And that was to do the will of his Father. And so they began to question what was going on. They didn't see Jesus for who he was. They didn't see that he was the one who had sowed the seed. He had sown the seed through Moses, his prophet, through those five books we call the Pentateuch, those five books which comprise the entire Samaritan canon. And yet from those five books, the Samaritan woman knew something about Messiah. He had sown the seed through his prophets. He had sown the seed through John the Baptizer. And through his own gracious words, he continued to sow the seed. The disciples were confused. Somehow Jesus was doing something they didn't approve of. This woman was not like them. She was, after all, a woman, and also she was a Samaritan. As far as the disciples were concerned, Jesus had just broken that cardinal rule of homogeneity, that cardinal rule of the SGM, the synagogue growth movement. Jesus thus pointed them to a parable of nature itself, so that they could see what the harvest was about. He said, "Don't you say it's yet 4 months until the harvest?" He says, "I tell you, lift up your eyes and see how the fields are already white for harvest." Coming towards them were those Samaritan people from the village, those people to whom the woman had gone and said, "Come and see this one who told me everything I ever did." And as they come, Jesus could see a field ripe for harvest. He was not only the sower, he was also the reaper. What does that have to do with the church and with our world in 1990? This same Jesus is present today in his church. It is within the church that the true sower and reaper, Jesus Christ, is found. She is his bride, bought with his holy and precious blood. She is his community of saints, crucified and risen with him. She alone possesses the office of the keys and that great obligation and that great privilege of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Yet it is not her word that she proclaims. It is the word of the one who sowed the seed through Moses, through the prophets. It is the word of the one who sowed the seed through John the Baptizer, who himself graciously sowed that seed. It is the word of the one who spoke through his apostles. It is the word of Jesus Christ, the one who does the sowing and the harvesting. It is his word and his sacrament that gives the church the power to be what she is to be, the body of Christ in this world. Every time the water of baptism is applied, God reaps his harvest. Every time the word of absolution is spoken, God reaps his harvest. Every time the blessed sacrament of the altar is celebrated and received, God reaps his harvest. Perhaps the question we need to ask is not where is our harvest, but where is the harvest of Jesus Christ? And it's out there. It's not 4 months away. It's not a matter of planning and plotting. It is a matter of proclaiming the word of the one who is the Redeemer of the world. Through his word and sacrament, to sow and to reap, knowing that he is the one who is the great sower and the great reaper. Jesus said, the sower and the reaper rejoice together. And so it is. The word and sacrament, the church has all she needs to be what God has called her to be. And Jesus says to us, just lift up your eyes and see that the fields are already white for harvest. Amen.